Young artists, it's your time to step forward as Jamaica's next generation of cultural icons. Wondering how exactly that's going to work? The JCDC is here to make it all happen. In today's program, we highlight one way they have been doing just that. You're on the Arts Page. Stay with us.
Pay special attention to children, especially those who are asthmatic and or suffer from other respiratory illnesses. Seek medical attention immediately if breathing is unusual. A message from the Ministry of Health.
We have to spawn the next generation of artists and cultural icons in this country. So we want to see more young people stepping forward to take their place at the table.
Minister of Youth and Culture, Lisa Hanna. The minister was speaking at the recent launch of the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC's art exhibition. The art exhibition features award-winning entries from the JCDC's 2014 Jamaica Visual Arts Competition. It will run until March 29, where the public can view over 100 pieces free of charge. Minister Hanna says that the programs of the JCDC, an agency of the Ministry of Youth and Culture, are specifically designed to produce cultural icons.
We're very, very clear that we're not leaving it to chance. We want our young artists and cultural icons to come forward. Whatever we can do as a ministry to assist you, we're here to do that.
Carlton Lewis's painting portrait of Nelson is part of the impressive display. His piece is in tribute to the late human rights activist and former president of South Africa, Nelson Mandela. Mr. Lewis, who is no newcomer to the JCDC's visual arts competition, says over the years he has received 11 medals, including gold, silver, and bronze.
I would encourage other people to enter the competition because it will help them to expose their work to the wider public. The wider public get to know your work, and whenever you go there and to meet people and you tell them that you have been in this exhibition, they tend to have more interest in your work.
18-year-old Jordan Morris is proud of his silver medal work titled Set Free 1 and 2, which comprises two pieces depicting the subject experiencing pain, hardships, and negative influences, then breaking free of the negativity to reveal his true self.
During the time when I did this piece, I felt like I was holding myself back artistically. So I wanted to go to a place where I was free to create. And I wanted to go to a place where I felt comfortable enough with myself to do certain things and to push boundaries. So that is how the whole concept of Set Free came about.
The first-year student of the Edna Manley College of the Visual and Performing Arts is the recipient of the bronze medal in the 2013 competition for his piece, Don't Touch Me There. Jordan is also encouraging other young artists to enter the JCDC Visual Arts Competition.
I would advise other young persons because of the exposure that you get. I mean, you're in a gallery space, you're among other artists, and you see a lot of things that you didn't see before. And it inspires you to do more with your art, and you meet a lot of people, they have all these artist conversations. So I think it's a good experience.
And just before we go, a quick update on the Festival Song Competition. For this year's competition, the JCDC received 70 entries and is in the process of selecting the top 10.
We have come away with 25 for the semi-finals, which will take place on the 26th of March at the Louis Bennett Garnet Theatre at Ronnie Williams Entertainment Center. There we are going to be inviting the persons who have been selected to come and perform live so that we have heard their songs and now we want to see them in performance to see if the two match and so we can move forward for the top 10.
Festival Song Coordinator, JCDC, David Reed. And that takes us to the end of today's program. Until next time, I'm Casita Irving. Have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.